Good morning and welcome to the Monday, July 10th edition of Byers & Company. We'll wrap up all the weekend's activities, plus our Fox News All-Stars, John Decker, Tanya J. Powers, lined up. It all starts now.
Byers & Company, WSOY 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Good morning and welcome to the program, Byers & Company, starting right now. Going to be a weird one out there today, right? Hot?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're in here in a fleece coat.
I'm a little chilly in the studio. Not so much outside, but...
Yeah, we have a chance of showers the rest of the day, and it's going to be a warm one over the next few days as we're looking at very high temperatures hitting the Midwest, and certainly here in central Illinois. Full weather coming up in just a little bit. It was a great weekend in Decatur. It was almost the perfect weekend.
Yeah.
Wasn't it really?
It really was. I mean, we had beautiful weather. Lucked out there. We had, there was a ton of things going on.
There was a original forecast that had sort of rain and not so nice temperatures, and it turned out to be a great weekend. It was certainly wonderful for the Lakeside Triathlon, both Saturday and Sunday. Saturday, the kids' event. Sunday, the adults. And the grown-ups were in town. There's a faux photo gallery at nowdecatur.com, or you can check out the Nowdecatur Facebook page if you'd like. What a beautiful day it was, and there's great photos. I mean, I was looking at Julie Stolitz and Kyle May and Eric McCray and Kevin Berhaney and a lot of the local people that were participating in the event. It was down a little bit, I think, participation-wise this year. You know, no one really kind of knew what to expect, I don't think, after the 10 years of being the Rodney Miller Triathlon and then Carla sort of retiring from that, and understandably so, and then it was now the Lakeside Triathlon. And I think as they sort of get their, I don't know, you know how tough it is to put one of these things on. I mean, the amount of people that it takes, the volunteers, they were all out there in full force. And I was cracking up because I was down there Sunday morning just to take pictures and sort of observe. And they have volunteers at all of the turns. So anywhere the race sort of makes a turn, like so where you come out of the water, into the bike area, and the transition from the bike area into the turn, like there at the beach house to go up the hill and out of the park, or the turn down by the gas pumps, you know, where they are running and coming back. Mm-hmm. There are volunteers and cowbells. My God, where do they get all the cowbells?
Good question.
Huh?
And what does that do exactly?
What do you mean?
I mean, is that for cheering people on?
Yes. So the volunteers are there, you know, offering words of encouragement and cowbell. I mean, it's sort of like one is the same as the other.
Like somebody's running and going, I got to have more cowbell.
Yes.
I got to have more cowbell.
And it was funny because I was down there at the turn where, you know, sort of like where people come through down the lakefront and then turn out by the gas dock out onto the road. And there were people that were there, the volunteers that were there, yelling words of encouragement. Keep it up. Way to go, runner. They call them by like what they're doing. It's pretty funny. Like, way to go, runner. Doing good, biker. You know what I mean? Like that kind of thing.
Swim harder, swimmer.
Swimmer. And then there was this guy that came through, and he was like the ultra polite triathlon because he acknowledged and talked back to every single person. And I got to thinking, if I had just been doing the swimming and the biking and it was now my turn to run, I wouldn't be able to say anything to anyone. They would think I was just rude, but really I would just be gassed. And the guy was like, where to go, runner? Thank you very much. We're coming up. And they like go 10 yards and they go, where to go, runner? And you go, thank you very much. They're coming out. And he was like doing that to every single person along the route. And it made me laugh out loud because I was thinking that's like a lot of extra effort.
Yeah. And after a while, the volunteers have
truly been appreciative of like all of the people out there offering up their encouragement. get it on, runner. There we go out. And he's like, every 10 feet.
After a while, you're like, stop talking to him. He's going to keep talking and pass out.
Yes. So there were hundreds of participants. There's a great photo gallery up at NowDecatur.com and on the Now Decatur Facebook page as they were out there in force, the folks from Spin City and Fleet Feet. I think Kyle May took third place. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct.
And I was watching, and as I was watching, I'm always, always so impressed with all the different body types and ages and people that are participating in this event every year. Because you sort of think in your mind.
I think you know what a triathlete looks like.
Yes. Yeah. And you get down there, and there's just everybody. And I was so happy for our good friend and buddy and pal, Kevin Brahaney, who will be sitting in today for the Eric Lee Show, and of course, then again, doing double duty with Soy City Buzz at 5 o'clock, who wanted to complete the race in under 2 hours and did. That swim is just brutal. I don't know. I'm not a great swimmer. I'm an okay swimmer.
Yeah.
In a pool.
Yeah, I'm the same way. I'm an okay swimmer.
I mean, in a pool where I can see in the lake, it's just terrifying to me. I think you just think.
Yeah, and I have like an issue, like if I can feel things under the water. Like, you know, you can walk into the water, but the farther you go, there's plants. You know,
yeah.
It starts being plants. I don't yes. I don't want to feel that.
Or whatever you might bump into out there. I'm just always impressed by the people who go out and do this. And then the bike and then the run. And he had his medal on afterwards. You know, they hand out these medallions at the end of the race. There's a great picture of Julie Stolitz getting hers from Coffee Connection. Just sort of like, you know, like, yes, you know, crossing that finish line. And our very own Nick Smith was out doing the MC duties. That has to be tough because you're out there for like 2 hours just talking.
Mm-hmm.
Just
the entire
talking.
Time.
And you have to feel like you're just goon babbling, you know, at some point. It was like, it was funny because there was a guy from Austin, Texas, who was here. And I don't know what, I don't think he, you know, flew up from Austin, Texas just for the race, but he was from Austin. So Nick just starts spouting out everything he knows about Austin, Texas. And I was incredibly impressed. It was just sort of like, wow, you know, 2 hours just to go, and hey, here we go. Yeah, you know, it's like just one of those tough gigs.
Yeah.
Which I thought he did an admirable job. So anyway, check out the photo galleries and the story on Natticator.com and the cowbells. Where do you get a cowbell? Where do you buy a cowbell?
I don't know. Good question. I really don't know.
I want one for the studios. I have this really little that thing, which it seems sort of wimpy when compared to a cowbell.
Well, that's the free plug bell.
That is the free plug bell. But I want a cowbell, and I'll give you free plugs if you can tell me if your store carries cowbells. I mean, where would you go to buy a cowbell?
I imagine like a music store, not like a CD store, but like where they sell musical instruments.
They would have cowbells?
Well, the cowbell is a musical instrument. It's a percussion instrument.
Okay.
That was the Blue Oyster Cult.
Everybody knows the Christopher Walken,
yeah.
Blue Oyster Cult, Don't Fear the Reaper cowbell reference.
Yes.
I'm just saying, where in the world, if you want a cowbell, do you actually go purchase one?
Yeah,
where is it available?
For the everyday cowbell
Just
user.
For your everyday cowbell. Yeah, exactly. Just when I go run into it, like, I need a cowbell. Where do you find that?
I don't know. Maybe, like, party stores?
Okay.
You know, that kind of
place? I don't think so, but I've never seen one.
How do so many people get a hold of cowbell?
For the triathlon. They were like ding, 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 ding. I mean, it was like all over the race course.
Were they bells or like something they were hitting with a stick?
No, they were cowbells.
No, okay. Okay, that's something different. Well, a cowbell, I see what you're saying.
Should I slow down for you here? It's a cowbell.
Oh.
They had them all over the course, and I just got to thinking to myself, where would you go purchase a cowbell if you had to have one? All right, coming up, John Decker live from the White House this morning. a little bit after that. Tanya J. Powers from New York City. We've got a lot to get to here today. Senator Chapin Rose will be with us a little later today, so much more. We've got a big action-packed show planned for you today. And reaction and even an editorial by State Representative Bill Mitchell after our... I don't even know what do you want to call that interview last week?
I'm not sure. I'm not even sure.
A train wreck?
I don't think it was a train wreck. I think it was very...
No, government is a train wreck.
Yes. I don't think the interview was a train wreck. I think it was very telling.
A very insightful.
Insightful. That's...
And informative interview with our state representative. And I'm hearing all kinds of rumors coming out of the weekend that he isn't running again. In fact, I've heard from someone who is interested in running for his seat. We'll get into all of that as we continue with the big show. It's the Monday morning edition of Byers and Company. Got that eerie sort of gray-green sky out there. We're expecting some rain and storms today and incredible heat over the next few days. All of that straight ahead. Here is Lindsay Romano with your WSOY 3-day forecast. Need more cowbell. Where do you find cowbell?
Farm and Fleet, Rural King. You can find them online. I'm getting tons of calls. Today we got a chance of showers and thunderstorms. Highs are going to be near 91 degrees. Then for tonight, a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms with lows around 73 degrees. Tuesday, still a 40% chance of showers, partly sunny otherwise, and highs near 90. And Wednesday, mostly sunny, highs near 93 degrees. Right now in downtown Decatur, it is 75 degrees.
Your WSOY time, 6:20.
Looking for a great used car? Think CPOV at BBAM. That would be certified pre-owned vehicles at the Bob Brady Auto Mall. Now you might be saying, why a CPOV at the BBAM? That's easy.
Selected.
Every certified pre-owned vehicle Brady sells is late model and low miles. These are the cars you'd choose yourself if you took the time to troll every website and visit every car lot. Don't waste your time. Brady has them all in one place.
Inspected.
Every CPOV undergoes an extensive safety inspection. Every detail is perfect with a Bob Brady certified pre-owned vehicle.
Protected.
Every Brady CPOV comes complete with up to a 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty. How can Brady do that? With cars and trucks this good, it's easy.
And never neglect.
Check out CPOVs from Chrysler, Ram, Jeep, Dodge, Fiat, Honda, and Hyundai now at the BBAM. It's the Bob Brady Auto Mall, I-72 at exit 144, Decatur.
Bring your next meeting, wedding, party, expo, concert, or family reunion to downtown Decatur at the Decatur Civic Center. Rent the arena for trade shows, expos, ice skating parties, concerts, corporate events, weddings, and so much more. With 28,000 square feet of floor space, they offer full room and half room rentals. Ample parking is available on site. Contact the Decatur Civic Center at DecaturCivicCenter.org for more information today and follow them on Facebook. If you have an event, they can host it.
There's no better time to schedule school dental exams and checkups than once the summer begins. At Jugger Pediatric Dentistry, they specialize in exceptional treatment for infants, children, and teens, offering the most advanced technology in children's dentistry. Dr. Brett is Decatur's only pediatric dentist with more than 20 years of experience in this specialized field. Please call today to schedule your appointment at 875-3080 or visit them online at drbrettpedo.com. Jugger Pediatric Dentistry, where beautiful smiles begin.
You're listening to Byers and Company, only on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
President Trump is home after a whirlwind tour through Europe and the G20 summit. John Decker joins us live from the White House this morning, our part of our Fox News All-Star team. John, it was quite the trip for the president. I don't even want to get into all of the damage caused by the folks that were out there rioting, and that's, I guess, a question for Merkel and the folks there in Germany, in Hamburg. But it was a an interesting trip, including a two-and-a-half-hour meeting with Putin, where the topic of election tampering came up and so much more, and the Trump women doing very well by all accounts.
Well, look, this was a trip in which the president met for the first time with some of his counterparts from Europe, including, as you mentioned, President Putin. A meeting that was supposed to last just 30 minutes ended up lasting 2 hours and 30 minutes. and they had a lot to discuss. The president, right off the bat, spoke about these allegations of meddling by Russia during the 2016 presidential election. Vladimir Putin, to no one's surprise, denied that he was responsible, that Russia was responsible for any of that. I hear from the president's chief of staff, Ryan Priebus, the president doesn't necessarily believe President Putin in that regard. That being said, they had a lot of other issues to discuss, including North Korea, which continues to be the biggest foreign policy challenge for President Trump.
Now, it's interesting, John, to watch, you know, how the world reacts to Trump taking sort of this America First approach and maybe not walking down the same pathway as the rest of these European counterparts. But isn't that exactly how he ran for office, making these promises to make America first?
Well, it is. You know, I think that that is something that our European allies are just getting used to. I mean, I think that the president pulling the U.S. out of the Paris Climate Change Accord surprised a lot of them. You know, that's not something that they were, you know, expecting to a certain extent. And the president said he's willing to work with our allies in the G20 in terms of coming up with a new climate change agreement. He just felt that the one that was signed last December by President Obama was not in the U.S. best interest.
Yeah, but don't you think, I find it surprising that they are surprised. I mean, if you go back and listen to what then-candidate Donald Trump said, he's keeping all of his campaign pledges.
Well, you know, except for, you know, repealing and replacing Obamacare, which hasn't happened yet.
No, but he's trying to do that.
I think he's very disappointed in that. You know, wants the focus to be on that, put out a tweet on that particular issue today. That's his biggest campaign pledge, as you know, Brian. And I think it's going to get done this year. It's just that it's not going to happen on the timetable. Certainly the president would like to see.
All right, John. Great stuff as always. We appreciate it. John Decker live from the White House. I am amazed that people are still amazed that the guy ran for office and said, I'm going to do this. And then he got elected, and then when he goes and does that, everybody loses their minds. I mean, this is exactly what he said he was going to do, right?
Yeah, I mean, at the time, I think you probably all thought it was rhetoric, but
I know, but why is the New York Times surprised by this?
I don't.
Or the Washington Post or CNN or MSNBC? I mean, well, he can't do this. It's exactly what he promised to do if elected. And then he got elected, and then he said, I'm going to do this. Now, John just mentioned Obamacare. I mean, he can't do that without the United States Congress.
Yes, and then that's, the whole thing has been a mess. That is, I don't call Trump on that.
Well, it's the whole thing. I was reading, I guess it was an AP story.
That's like blaming Governor Rauner for the budget.
I know. This is what I read. Chicago Associated Press story in the paper on Saturday. After defeat, can Rauner be reelected? What defeat? He vetoed this tax increase.
Yeah, this wasn't Rauner's.
So you can look at it as Governor Rauner's defeat, or you can look at it as Mike Madigan's tax increase. I was talking to a small business person yesterday, and I'm not going to give any names, but they had talked to Representative Bill Mitchell. We were talking about the interview from last week. And Representative Mitchell said to them, according to this person, I thought you would be happy because we're finally going to pay you the money we owe you. And he said, this business person, let me get this straight, Representative Mitchell. You're going to raise my taxes forever to pay me the money you already owe me. Tell me why I would be thrilled about that. You owe me money. Yes, you're going to pay me back, but now you're going to pay me back out of more tax dollars that I'm going to pay into you for the rest of my life. Why in the world would that make me happy? And only in the guerrilla math world of politics would that argument be used as a way to explain what you've done. So is this Governor Rauner's defeat? Governor Rauner vetoed the tax increase. And then Democrats, along with some Republicans, decided to override that veto and implement it anyway. So, I mean, how do you describe defeat? How do you describe it? Was it anyone's victory?
Definitely not.
Because to have a defeat, that means you have to have the other side of a defeat, right? You have to have a win. And whose win was this exactly? I would really like to know who's declaring the win.
Well, I had saw down in the break room, a copy of the paper was there, and the headline said, state budget brings relief.
Yeah.
And I'm like, for who?
For the lawmakers.
For who?
The legislators.
Because do you think that the folks waiting on their money are going to actually get relief from this?
No. I don't. I mean, well, we're going to be back here next year. Oh. We still have billions in unpaid bills, and there was no long-term solution whatsoever.
Nope.
And I've never seen anything, and I'm not even bragging. I mean, this is just sort of Captain Obvious. If you look at the social media on this Bill Mitchell interview, it is 99.9%. in agreement with me.
Yeah, I think
even people that can't stand
comment.
Me. I mean, and they would say that. I can't stand him, but...
yeah, that's true.
I mean, just say literally, like, I've never agreed with him on anything before ever, but... That's how the reaction goes with this. And so there is, I think, this sort of... And I want to get to this Bill Mitchell editorial. I've not read it yet. It was in the paper over the weekend?
I believe so, yeah. And I started seeing some getting shared with some comments as well.
Yeah. You know, this sort of like, well, why don't you just thank us for all this hard work we did? I mean, you know, that's sort of the attitude, right? And then you turn around and they blame voters, which is exactly the wrong tactic. They have screwed this thing six ways to Sunday. I mean, for 30, 40 years, both parties, and then this deal. And then it begs the question, is Bill Mitchell going to run again? And if he isn't going to run again, what sort of job has he been promised? Or what sort of, you know, what comes next? Because promise you, that will always happen. Always does. Remember the Flyder tax vote? Oh, Flyder's running cable internet. All right, we've got to take a break for the news. We'll be back with more.
WSOY News Time is 7:29. Good morning, I'm Brett Cerfowski. It's now halfway through the summer, and the farming season is in full swing. While the crops are growing, farmers are hoping for more rain, according to Tim Stock. He's the executive vice president of the Macon County Farm Bureau. Even though we seem to have had some rain over the past week, Stock said the crops are still going to need some more. The moisture is important to help crops like corn start to pollinate. The dry grounds have caused a stunt in the growth of soybeans. While the grounds are drier than the previous year, Stock says that the dryness is not as bad as it was in 2012, when some of the area farmers had to till their crops instead of harvest due to the chronic lack of moisture. According to Stock, farmers are wrapping up their pre-harvest process with spraying, and now they're waiting for more rain, crossing their fingers, and hoping that more rain shows up this week in the anticipation of the harvest season. More local news is coming up after Fox News covers your world right here on WSOY. It's 7:30.
News Radio. I'm Paul Stevens. The president's eldest son, Donald Trump Jr., issuing a statement responding to claims that he and other Trump campaign aides met a lawyer with ties to Russia during the campaign.
It reads in part, the woman stated that she had information that individuals connected to Russia were funding the Democratic National Committee and supporting Ms. Clinton. The statement goes on to read, her statements were vague, ambiguous, and made no sense.
Fox's Kevin Cork at the White House. Just back from the G20 summit, President Trump heading back to Europe later this week, visiting France on Friday.
President Trump accepted an invitation from French President Emmanuel Macron to join him for Bastille Day. The two leaders will review a traditional military parade on the Champs-Élysées, which this year will mark the 100th anniversary of the entry of the U.S. into World War I.
Fox's John Decker. Fox News. We report. You decide.
WSOY News Time 7:30. Good morning, I'm Brett Cerfowski in the WSOY Newsroom. The new batting cages are up and operable now at the Overlook Adventure Park with varying speeds. They're now perfect for your whole family, and prices vary depending on how many pitches you want. For $1.50, you can receive one token, which is good for 15 pitches, and that fluctuates from there. You can buy packages that also include the cages, the ropes course, and the miniature golf. Taking a look at sports, yesterday the Cardinals shut out the Mets 6-0 to take 2 out of 3 in that weekend series. Pirates scored 10 runs at the top of the first and blew out the Cubs 14-3 at Wrigley Field. And it took until the ninth inning before the White Sox got their first hit of the ballgame.
and they were shut out by the Colorado Rockies 10-0. It is now the Major League All-Star break, which means that the All-Star game is tomorrow. Tonight is the annual Home Run Derby at Marlins Park in South Beach. The top seed in the tournament bracket, Giancarlo Stanton of the Florida Marlins. WSOY News Time, 7:31.
With roots in agriculture, manufacturing, production, we've emerged as a global force. It's a transformation. Logistics services, food and ingredients, biotechnology, health and medical science. Innovation at its finest every single day. These careers are waiting for you. Visit careersdecatur.com. We are Decatur and Macon County, and we are limitless.
Your WSOY 3-day weather forecast. Today we've got showers likely with highs around 91 degrees. Then for tonight, a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms, lows around 73. Tuesday, a 40% chance of showers, partly sunny and highs near 90. And Wednesday, mostly sunny, highs near 93. Right now in downtown Decatur, it's 75 degrees.
You're listening to Byers & Company, only on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Good morning and welcome to the Monday edition of Byers & Company. We're live on this beautiful day, July 10th. Hard to believe it's already that far into summer. Tanya J. Powers joins us, part of our Fox News All-Star team, where literally, the New York summer of hell has begun. We're talking about major Penn Station repair delays, and whenever you get all of those people, and I don't know why you choose to live there, but you do. really, this is your own fault.
Wow.
Well, no, I mean, you do. I mean, it's a lot of people, and you put a bump into that, and it causes a lot of delays.
I see someone hasn't had his customary gallon of coffee yet.
I have had my coffee. I'm in a great mood. I'm just saying, you guys all get together there, and there's millions of you, and then you have any sort of construction or any sort of project, and it's going to cause everyone a great deal of inconvenience.
But look, a good shower will cause us that. I mean, everybody goes nuts when it rains, so it's for good reason, actually, and I'll get into that at a later segment, but yeah, this is something that has been needing to have been taken care of for a long, long time, and it just has gotten to the point where, you know, and this is not even, like, the big fix. This is like a Band-Aid, you know. This is a stopgap kind of thing to keep things from getting any worse, at least. We hope so. But they're reducing the lines by something like 20%. In and out, and this includes Long Island Railroad, which is a whole lot of people who come in from Long Island. They take the LIRR into Penn. New Jersey Transit, that's where it comes in, is to Penn Station. You know, it is, and of course Amtrak. Amtrak is the one who actually owns and operates Penn Station.
Really? So, I didn't know that. So, okay.
Yes. I didn't either until recently. I thought it was the city or the state or something like that, and no, it's actually Amtrak. Matter of fact, this whole, you know, repair thing is actually affecting the number of trains that are going to be running between New York and Washington. And there are a lot of people who take those trains on a regular basis, to say nothing of the fact that this is the summer and you got vacations, you got holidays, you got more people riding the trains, going to the beach. A lot of people take the LIRR out to the beach, out to Long Island. It is, to say going to be an inconvenience is a complete understatement.
Yeah, it will be, that's for sure. Penn Station's, what a great place, though, right?
Are you being sarcastic? Please tell me you are.
A little bit. Listen, it's impossible for people in my area of the country to even understand this, because we don't travel by train to anywhere.
Right.
But in a large metropolitan area where it is used daily, as you mentioned, you know, as the mode of transportation for a lot of people coming to work, going home, vacation, as you said, the beach, whatever it might be, it is impossible to sort of understand. I mean, we get upset. You know, we have like a 7-minute drive. And we don't even like a train to get in the way.
Right. And you know, and I lived for a very, very long time in a city that was like that. We didn't have, I mean, we had a train station, but rarely, I probably went, you know, my whole life without knowing anybody who actually rode on it.
Yes.
You know, it's an Amtrak stop, and that's pretty much it. It's, you know, you're going to New Orleans or you're going to Chicago. That's it. That's the only options you have, basically, where I used to live. So, you know, I was kind of new to the whole train thing as well. But let me tell you, Penn Station is not a picnic.
No.
To say the very least. I've been in there many, many, many times and ridden on the LIRR as well as New Jersey Transit. And, you know, the derailments that they keep having, is just it just adds insult to injury.
Yeah, that's not good. You don't want derailments. That's not a good thing.
And these are minor derailments. I'm not even talking about, like, you know, legit really, really awful, deadly train crashes that we've seen. I'm talking about, you know, they kind of have a minor sort of thing where people are shook up a little bit, but thankfully nobody's very, very hurt. Like, this happened on Thursday night. One of our Fox News Radio anchors was actually on the train when it happened.
Really?
Yes.
Who was that?
Rich Dennison.
No
he
kidding.
He does a lot of our overnight stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll hear him on Pieces. He's been with us for several years, takes New Jersey Transit in. And I was following him on Facebook. And then once he started taking pictures and everybody knew, it was just this media frenzy. And you could see his stuff, his pictures in the New York Times and all over the place because, you know, he was on the train that derailed.
All right. Well, what's the history of Penn Station? Anything interesting? Anything sort of historical?
Well, I mean, yeah, it used to be this beautiful thing. Google Penn Station, original Penn Station sometime, if you want to see something that looked just amazing and gorgeous. And then I think it was in the 60s, maybe. I can't remember the exact year. They decided, hey, we should probably just gut this whole thing at the top, the really pretty part, and put Madison Square Garden up there.
Yes.
And it looks totally different now. And a lot of people, you know, lament over the fact that they did that in the first place.
Yeah.
Because it was the pictures just, wow, it was gorgeous.
Yeah, that was, I think back in like 1963 when the reconstruction started.
Very, very different place now. Let me just put it that way.
All right, good stuff. Name for the Pennsylvania Railroad, by the way, the PRR. Just
throwing
a little trivia at you. All right, Tanya, good luck with your commute. We'll talk to you soon. Tanya J. Powers, live in New York with Big City Headaches. We've got to take a break. We'll be back with more right after this.
When you need, spends a little too much time in the sun relief.
Yikes.
Oh, what the?
Attack of the Angry Mosquito Relief.
Hey, watch this.
Scraped knees.
And an elbow.
Relief. You need Gold Bond Pain and Itch Relief Cream with lidocaine. Gold Bond has the maximum strength lidocaine available without a prescription and starts working on contact to numb away pain and itch. Gold Bond with lidocaine. Relief starts now. Use as directed.
Viewing Real Estate is a leader in the Central Illinois real estate market. We will strive to exceed your expectations, whether buying or selling. With the housing market heating up, give Viewing Real Estate a call today to explore your options. The team at Viewing Real Estate has the experience, the integrity, and the vision to make fully informed decisions to bring success to each client. Viewing Real Estate, giving you the personal attention you deserve. Call Viewing Real Estate at 450-8500 or go online to viewingrealestate.com to learn more.
Hi, this is Pat McElroy, and I want to invite you to join my family and our friends as we remember my brother, Mayor Mike Tuna McElroy, at the second annual McElroy Memorial Golf Outing on Friday, July 21st at Hickory Point Golf Course. The McElroy Memorial pays tribute to Tuna's legacy. The golf outing also benefits children, adults, and families at the Decatur Family YMCA. I hope to see you at this year's outing and that you'll join me in toasting the memory of my brother, Tuna, after a great day of golf. For more information, visit DecaturYMCA.org.
The number of teens who begin using alcohol swells during the summer. On an average day in June or July, more than 11,000 12 to 17-year-olds start drinking alcohol. The Decatur Drug-Free Community Coalition would like to encourage parents to keep your teens safe from all the dangers that lurk beneath underage drinking. Talk to them about the consequences and monitor the activities. Keep them under your influence. A message from the Decatur Community Partnership, funded by the Illinois Department of Human Services Substance Abuse Prevention Program and the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration.
You're listening to Buyers and Company, only on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Yeah, Penn Station. Have you ever been to New York City?
Nope. Never.
It's completely underground, sitting right under the Madison Square Garden. doesn't have any of the charm. Any of the charm at all, like Grand Central Terminal, you know, Union Station. It's sort of, yeah. But when you do one of these things in a big city, it's just, any sort of, everything okay back there?
Yeah.
Any sort of repairs or whatever, I mean, it's just a nightmare. All right, so what was your feeling after looking at all of the reaction on social media, what the AP is calling Rauner's defeat? Did you see that in sort of the feedback or response and the hundreds and hundreds of comments and shares and of the either the Soucheur story or the Representative Mitchell interview?
No.
Just anger, right?
This came off as lawmakers' betrayal.
Yeah.
For sure. This did not come off as Rauner's defeat at all. This was, thanks for screwing us.
You think so?
Yeah. And it wasn't, I mean, it's not directed towards Rauner.
I don't know about that.
I haven't seen a lot of that.
Okay. I think I saw just a disgust with the whole system.
Oh, there definitely is that.
And I'm sure Rauner's thrown into that conversation of the whole system, right? But what they don't say, where was Mitchell's editorial? It was like a guest editorial? Was that Sunday's Herald? Or
yeah, I'm not sure. I mean, I saw it through Facebook.
Okay.
So I'm not sure where it was in the paper, and I can't ever find these things online.
What do you mean?
I have a hard time navigating online with articles.
Okay.
But their design, it's just difficult for me.
Am I the only one that thinks the obituary pictures being very large is weird?
Is it larger?
What was the last time you actually looked at it?
I haven't looked at an obituary in a long time.
Yeah, they're like great big pictures now. I'm looking for it, and I can't find it. Because you said that you saw it online or with...
Yes, yes. Let me see if I can find...
Oh, maybe... were they all, like... I guess there was a story. I'm looking now at the Sunday Dialogue. I don't even know what that means. That's the op-ed page from the Sunday paper, and they have Annie Menard, Chapin Rose, Bill Mitchell. I don't even know who Brad Holbrook is. Why is he here? Shelbyville, Douglas, Macon, Moultrie, and Shelby counties. He represents Macon? I've never heard of this guy.
It's not ringing a bell to me either, so...
What part of Macon County does he represent? And why has he never been involved in anything ever in the history of Macon County? Is that a typo?
No.
Well, how do you know?
What's his name? Brad Holbrook?
Yeah. Representative Shelbyville represents the 102nd Illinois Representative District, which includes Douglas, Macon, Moultrie, and Shelby counties. Yeah, it looks like they've got all of them saying, offering their thoughts on why they voted the way they voted. And then Andy Menard offers his thoughts, Chapin Rose, his thoughts. Chapin will be with us in about 15 minutes. Bill Mitchell, Brad Holbrook. Okay, now,
he's a former state representative, now running for the 102nd.
He's running?
Yeah.
Huh?
That appears to be the case.
No, wait a minute. Hang on a second. What do you mean he's a former?
Said small business owner, farmer, and family man from 2012 to 2015. He served as state representative in the 110th district.
Okay. And now he's...
Running in the 102nd?
Running? This says he represents... Okay. I've got to take it.
Yeah, I'm confused.
I'm really confused. I don't know who this guy is. Anyway, and then Sue Scheer giving her thoughts as well. Now,
he's taking, succeeding Adam Brown.
Huh?
He actually is now. It says Wikipedia, he took office January 2017, succeeding Adam Brown.
Okay, but what part of Macon County does he represent? Because I've never even met this guy or ever.
It must be a sliver because it's mostly Shelby County?
No, but I just read to you, it includes Douglas, Macon, Moultrie, and Shelby, and then you said that wasn't true and that he wasn't even elected, which is what happens when you just start reading things online without vetting it at all. So he is in office.
Yes.
Okay. And that was the newly drawn, well, the redrawn map of the 102nd District after Adam Brown beat Bob Flyder, and then they redrew the district so that we would end up with Sue Scheer.
Yeah.
And then Adam Brown decided to step down. Now, there are very differing opinions on why they voted for or did not vote for this tax increase. Now, he said today the Illinois House of Representatives considered overriding the vetoes by the governor on a budget and a tax hike that would increase personal income taxes 32%, corporate income taxes from 5.25% to 7%. As a member of the Government Transparency Committee, I continue to oppose these increases by voting no on the override motions. And, of course, Bill voted yes. Chapin voted no. Andy voted yes. Sue Scheer, after voting for the spending, against the tax, and then for the override. I don't know how she explains that. I mean, I don't know how you work out the logic on that. I mean, in a legitimate way. Now, having said that, you don't have to be so nasty on social media. And then are we... Let me ask you this. Even in today's day and age when we talk about glass ceilings and equal rights, do we consider it nastier if it's against a female than a male? Because I don't think anybody jumped in and went, don't be nasty to Bill. Do we still do that?
I think sometimes we do.
A little bit?
Yeah, we do. I mean, just like, I think that that's always going to be the case.
Okay, maybe so. I mean, I would just think people could, I mean, I still want to fire all of them.
Yeah.
But I want to do it in a civil way.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to say, you're fired. We don't really need to gloat about it. You're just fired. Thank you very much.
I don't have to name call. I don't have to do anything.
Right.
You're fired.
Because some of the remarks, you know, even about Bill and about Sue, I thought, I'm a little uncomfortable with that because you don't have to be so personal about it. You can say, look, you guys have done a crappy job. You're horrible, all of you, and you all need to be fired. I mean, literally fired, all of you, every single one of you needs to be out of this job immediately. But I'm saying that in a nice way. Or at least I don't have to be mean and insult your appearance or whatever.
Yeah,
I mean,
exactly.
Just you're all fired for basic incompetence.
Yes.
Now, that's a harsh thing to say.
But true.
But true. But you can do it without being completely mean-spirited. Mm-hmm. And I think it's just the hatred of politicians is an all-time level. This is what I don't understand about all the coverage with Trump going over there to do this G20 thing. It's like, there's not anything he did over there he didn't say he was going to do if elected. I mean, I don't, were you not paying attention? Because now they're all going, oh, I can't believe. It's like, what? Did you not listen at all during the election? And I do think that voters are just sort of like on one side of this, and the politicians and the media are on the other side of this, and the politicians and the media are just going, I don't know what's wrong. We've always done it this way. It's not working anymore.
Well, I don't know. I don't know if the media's always done it this way.
Well, they have for a long time.
They have for a while. I mean, like, New York Times just...
Oh, with the whole, the Donald Jr. Russian thing, and then walking it back.
Walking it back, just like, change the headline a little.
Yeah, we told you this, but we didn't really know the details. Yeah, but that's just sort of an everyday thing. And it's why you wonder about the popularity and who's really winning, you know, out there in the heartland. Mm-hmm. You can't tell, because if you just read the headlines, it's one thing. But if you talk to people, it's another. And I think that's what happened with this whole tax hike and this whole deal and how it went down and why Mitchell voted for this. And is he running again? And if he isn't running again, what job has he been promised?
I still don't really understand why he voted for this.
Well, okay, what happened with Bob Flyder? We have an exact precedent for this happening. Bob Flyder voted for this tax, the temporary tax increase that Governor Quinn then put together. You remember that?
Yes.
And wait. Bob got thrown out of office. And what was the first thing they were going to announce? That Bob had a new job working for the state of Illinois, basically, right?
Yes. But that was his party. And... like Sue Scheer, it's you have to vote this way.
Party isn't. You think they don't cross over to make deals with people on? I guarantee you, there's a second career deal. Something. Or if he's running again, no opponent. Something.
I highly doubt that. No.
All right, we'll take a break. Here's Lindsay Romano with your WSOY 3-day forecast.
We have a chance of showers, thunderstorms today. It's going to be a warm one, too, with highs around 91 degrees. For tonight, a 40% chance of seeing some showers and thunderstorms. Lows around 73 degrees. For your Tuesday, 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms, partly sunny and highs near 90. And Wednesday, mostly sunny, highs near 93. Right now in downtown Decatur, it's 75 degrees.
Hey, Decatur, do you have video games, movies, and electronics you'd like to sell? Want serious cash in your pocket?
Then listen up, Buttercup.
Mega Replay is in buying blitz mode. Mega Replay wants to pay you cash.
Get cash for used video games and systems.
From Super Nintendo to Wii.
Xbox 360.
PlayStation 1, 2, and 3.
Xbox One.
And PlayStation 4.
But wait, there's more.
DVDs, Blu-rays, and more.
May I have your attention, please?
Mega Replay is now buying iPods, iPads, iPhones, e-readers, digital cameras, flat screens, Blu-ray players, and more. Mega Replay pays cash.
Bring in your stuff,
and Mega Replay will pay you cash on the spot.
Give me that money.
Check out Mega Replay in Decatur
at 4210 North Prospect near Walmart. Call them at 875-7170. That's 875-7170.
Learn more at MegaReplay.com.
Mega Replay.
Hi, I'm Chris Krug, publisher of the Illinois News Network. We've redesigned our digital news home. If you're new to us, you'll appreciate the thoroughness and quality of reporting at ilnews.org. Our team of journalists provides truth and a rare sensibility that gets below the surface. We report on what's happening in Springfield in real time with frequent updates. No other news media provides the level of coverage and commentary found at the all-new ilnews.org. I invite you to read the most relevant news stories from the State House and across the state. Honest, insightful, all about Illinois. ilnews.org.
Bring your next meeting, wedding, party, expo, concert, or family reunion to downtown Decatur at the Decatur Civic Center. Rent the arena for trade shows, expos, ice skating parties, concerts, corporate events, weddings, and so much more. With 28,000 square feet of floor space, they offer full room and half room rentals. Ample parking is available on site. Contact the Decatur Civic Center at DecaturCivicCenter.org for more information today and follow them on Facebook. If you have an event, they can host it.
You're listening to Buyers and Company, only on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at NowDecatur.com.
Still trying to figure out this 102nd guy. Are we sure that Macon County is in this district? Because there was a primary, evidently, that would have been in 2016, in which Halbrook defeated both James Ackland and Randy Peterson. Now, wouldn't you think that they would have, like, called us or something?
Yeah.
If there were actually voters here?
Yeah. You would think.
I mean, it must have like two people in Macon County.
And I've always voted, and I've never seen... Well, I mean, I'm not probably in this district.
No, you're in Mitchell's district. He owns and operates a small farm with his wife, Linda, in Shelbyville. But now I'm kind of curious, because it's not like this radio show is just heard in Macon County alone. And when they've listed out our state legislators, right? I mean, have you ever seen this, like him included in any of this? Sue Scheer, Bill Mitchell, Annie Menard, Chapin Rose. And now all of a sudden, on the big section of the Sunday Dialogue, there's Brad Halbrook, who I don't know at all. In fact, I don't know that I've ever even heard of this guy. Very interesting. And, you know, Wikipedia, like, or one of these type of pages is so woefully inadequate when it comes to sort of summing up one's career. He opposes abortion, same-sex marriage, and gun control. Do you think that Wiki just sort of writes in, like, I mean, the people who put this stuff in here just sort of do it with a nod and a wink?
It generally comes from their websites.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because you can also, there's citations. of where the information...
Like, evidently, he didn't accept the General Assembly pension benefit for himself. He has said that he will work to reform the state pension system. Born in Pena. And there you have it. So, don't know. Succeeded Adam Brown after Adam Brown decided to get out. I mean, it got so crazy, right? Even, like, career politicians. And then, you know what was interesting to me? I told you there was at least one guy lining up to run for Bill Mitchell's seat that I heard from over the weekend. And then it was like, oh, don't call me on the weekend. Was that bad?
No.
I just sort of felt like, you know, why would you be lining up to go? I mean, why would anyone in their right mind? Let's just say Bill's not running again, okay? Let's just, for the sake of the argument, say that Bill, with this vote, with other things, you know, he's decided to, like, go to another phase of his life. Why in the world would anyone in their right mind go, yeah, that's the job I want? Hello?
What?
Okay. We'll take a break for the news.
Did you ask me a question?
Yeah, I did, but you
no, you didn't.
Staring at Omni and
you didn't
completely
ask me
sidetracked.
A question.
I said, why would anyone in
that
their...
is a rhetorical question. That is not one that you get to answer.
You know what
answer.
I'm thinking. Exactly. Sure. Okay. Oh, God. Jeff can't get back soon enough. We got to take a break. We'll be back with more after this. This is the Monday edition of Buyers and Company. You're listening to News Talk 1340 WSOY Decatur or 103.3 FM or streaming live on NowDecatur.com.